you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's
going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Can you hear Mr. J. Michael Haas?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for promising something else you can't deliver, new garage band. Well, thus far it's working. I've turned off the ducking and whatnot.
We missed the ducking.
I know that you sound like shit on this. That's great.
Great.
It's like...
me.
So, everyone, we're doing this Little Fatty Cast test in the new GarageBand 3. And it's using every bit of processor Miss Horty's computer has. And... Every 10 gigs of hard drive space. And... It's doing all sorts of fancy things. However, none of which what it should be doing.
Oh, Lord.
And you sound like... you are in some sort of...
I have chicken in my mouth?
Well, a little bit.
Why have chicken in my mouth?
Well, I had no doubt that you would have chicken in the mouth.
Me!
Let's give you a little bit of reverb. How does that sound? Well, let's see.
Is that Big Fatty in a cave?
Try it now.
How about Big Fatty in a cave?
No, that's not doing it, really.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Try some more.
Thanks, Garage Band. Isn't that the way that Simon would say it? Garage?
Probably, but it appears to
garage.
Be...
Garage? Hello?
Well, it appears to be good and ruined, is what it appears to be, and I am so excited to switch to something that's supposed to be newer and better, only to find out how ruined it is.
R-U-I-N-E-D, ruined.
Right, and so I've turned on your speech enhancer, but it doesn't give me any of the effects that it's supposed to.
Well, is that like Big Fatty in a cave?
Oh, well, it's actually doing a... Here, let's change it to the male voice, shall we?
Oh, yeah, let's change Big Fatty to a male voice. There you go.
Well, that does sound a little bit better.
Me?
Mia.
So, Larry, did I, No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I am tired of the ruination. I've been through a bottle of wine, and it doesn't help much with the frustration from the ruination.
Well, I'm eating chicken.
Chicken, huh?
Correct. Was that a chicken?
Well, that was the closest thing I could get to a chicken, so... Big Fatty, it's so funny, like, I'm watching this record, and in the podcast track, which is kind of like the master track, I guess, it's adding, every time I talk, it adds my album artwork, or not my album artwork, but my iTunes, or my iChat image, which is the LittleFatty.com logo, and then every time you talk, it adds yours, which is your face.
Right, which is the leather shirt right now.
Oh, meow. Yeah. I guess we could do a video chat. You could watch me record. I could turn on the VRC camera.
Wow, and... that's great. No thanks.
Yeah, I knew how much you
hey, Larry.
What's up, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty got e-letter.
Oh, Lord. I got some, too. It was like, oh, my God, you can never have too much, Big Fatty.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah, that's what mine said. What did yours say?
Who was it from? Oh, Lord.
Hang on, let's see.
Is that more wine?
That was the glass being set down. We got one from North Boy.
That's who I got it from.
Okay, and we got from Nick, from nickgillum.com.
Who?
Nick Gillum. He's one of our long-term listeners.
Thanks, Nick. And he loved Big Fatty?
Yeah.
Wow.
He actually commented on the website, not just sent an e-letter.
Well, North Boy sent the e-letter directly to Big Fatty.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've had a little exchange here lately of e-letters. Too bad he's in Canada.
Well, of course he is.
But he refers to himself after seeing Big Fatty as a panting and drooling fan from Canada.
That's almost horrifying, Big Fatty.
No, ma'am, because North Boy is delicious, too.
Oh, did you see a photo of him?
Oh, hello. Big Fatty has a couple of photos of him.
Why don't I have one of those is the better question.
Ooh, sorry, because he liked Big Fatty.
Well, we all make mistakes. So,
me. Thanks, North Boy.
So, hey, Big Fatty, I went to a little party last night.
Oh, Lord, that was Hot Tub and Larry's party?
It was, at which point...
You were going to the movie.
Well, we did go to the movie. We did go and see the Bareback Mountain. And it was good. Very not what I expected, but good nonetheless.
Yeah.
But then we came back here for a while, and he had never seen an Apple computer before, so...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he didn't know that anyone still used them, but you're still using Windows 98, so... Mm-hmm. That's right. And, what was I going to say? Oh, so, he's like, what's all this stuff for all this recording stuff? I'm like, I'll tell you later. So, finally, you know, I divulged the littlefatty.com secret.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you know, I don't like to tell just everyone about the real Miss Forty. That's Miss Vader, if you're nasty.
V-A-D-E-R.
Horty Vader, yeah. So welcome new listener, Hot Tub and Larry, and, I know you want to be on the show sometime, so just come on by and we'll hoist it
up. Have microphone, we'll travel to Hot Tub.
Right, we can podcast from your hot tub. It's really not out of the question.
Hot Tub Cast.
Right. I did a show with Omar from The Other O earlier today.
Today?
Uh-huh.
Would that be with the Garage Band?
No, he doesn't have it. And we were just doing his... Cause, you know,
you did his show.
Yeah. He did a little show because he was featured on the front page of the Southern Voice yesterday. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
What was he arrested for?
Nothing.
Inappropriate touching?
Right, inappropriate touching of Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Either that or failure to inappropriately touch.
Excuse me. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody believes that.
Right. So Omi was, he called me up today when I was... driving down the highway, and, I've clicked the button. God damn it! Stupid GarageBand. I hate it.
It'll all be better.
It doesn't work. It does not work, Big Fatty. Like, things stick, and they don't move
Larry,
like they're supposed to. Yes, Big
Fatty.
Well,
maybe it'll work on a non-shitty, non-old Mac.
Big Fatty, this Mac isn't that old, and there's nothing wrong with it. It should have no issues running GarageBand, and if it does...
Well, didn't the Skull use it at one time?
Yeah, it's the one we bought for the Skull that she had for all of 6 months. But it's since been gutted redone.
You know how she loves to ruin it.
Do I ever. Speaking of, is it about time for a Skull update?
Let's do it.
Hit it, Big Fatty.
I don't hear anything.
Well, you're not going to, because it's ruined now.
Okay, great. Ruined.
Yeah, ruined.
Thanks,
ruined.
Skull. Evidently, the Skull was involved in the development of GarageBand 3.
I have no doubt that she was. And since I have to take notes to remember now where the Skull update starts.
Yeah.
so that I know where to go back and make sure the music's in the right place and stuff. You're fat.
Excuse me. I'm a little gassy, too. That chicken was good.
I'm going out to dinner with the Tom a little later.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you didn't go to the strippers last night, then?
No. I guess you didn't either.
No, and they didn't show up. So anyway, what does that have to do with the skull update?
I don't know. Okay, let's restart the skull update.
Okay, how about a skull update?
Okay. So, the skull has been in fine form lately.
Oh, Lord, what is that bell?
It's the wine glass and the pen.
Oh, okay. Me. You tell something about the skull, because at the moment, nothing is coming to mind.
Well, now, yes.
Other than I hate her.
Right. Yesterday, she was in some sort of tizzy. I don't really know what her deal was, but she,
Scully?
Well, she was Scully. When I got there, she was under her desk messing with
something.
And I was like, I know she's not touching that computer up. She best not be, because she really, really, really does not need to think she knows what she's doing down there. But I just kept going.
I'm guessing she dropped a nutty bar.
Right, right. And so, no, she just...
Do we have squirrel sounds?
I bet I don't, but I can probably find some.
Yeah.
But she was just getting on Miss Horty's nerve. But, you know, what can you do?
Right.
Be fat, I guess.
I guess.
No, she just was being a little bit ignorant and a lot of skull. And she just, I mean, every little thing she did, and she was like, and then the FC broke the postage machine, so they had to come out and fix it. And I said, you know, Skull, if Pitney Bowes calls, just transfer them to the mother, or the FC, or myself. Really? Why? What's wrong? I was like, well, the letter feeder on the postage machine's broken. Gosh. I was like, oh, did you have something to mail? Well, no. Okay, then what the fuck do you care if it's broken or not? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? And I was
crazy.
Like, you can still run things through it. Really? How? And I was like, well, the old way that you used to do it, you know, before we had the letter feeder, we've taken that off. Well, I don't remember. We've always had the letter feeder.
I hate her.
No.
Larry, but next time she gets something in from Pueblo Traders, let's write on the envelope, avian flu enclosed.
Okay, well, I have a friend who is a City of Charleston police officer. So we've already talked about this. He's going to come in the office next week. When he gets off work, he gets off at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's going to walk up to her and say, I'm here to see, you know, Mr. Larry Vader. And she, you know, she'll be like, let me give him a call. And he'll be like, ma'am, if you call him, I'm going to have to arrest you. And then just keep walking. Just to, you know, like once she's gotten on the phone, just to scare the shit out of her. And then
is that
V-A-D-E-R Larry Vader? And then he'll come back to my office, and we'll chit-chat a bit, and then he'll leave just like nothing's happened. So that's my plan, at least. I think that I will enjoy that. I don't know about her, but I will certainly be up for a little Scully scaring next week.
Ma'am, that won't be necessary, and he should pull out the handcuffs.
Right, right. Huh, that'd be great. He's definitely up for it. He's listened to a few little fatty casts and would like to probably take care of the skull for us.
Oh, Lord, at least give her a ticket for driving like a skull.
Right. A little checkbox on that ticket. Drive like driving under the influence of skull.
Right. Yeah. Scoliosis.
That would be a lot of fun. I'll have to see what we can do to that whole thing.
Yeah. Now, Larry, did you listen to the latest Daily Purge?
I have not. I'm behind on my Daily Purges.
Well, you were mentioned on there.
I'm always mentioned somewhere, Big Fatty, and I just don't there is not.
I know, there's so many fans out there.
There are not enough hours in the day. I can't listen to all these podcasts and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Well, right. You wouldn't have time to eat otherwise.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? No time to eat? That'd be a disaster.
Now, Larry, you may have a lot of podcasts to listen to, but you know what? Big Fatty.
B-I-G-F-A-T-T-Y.
B-I-G-F-A-T-T-Y. Big Fatty. Big Fatty has got him some North Boy.
Lord. Well, North Boy, why have you been holding out on us all this time? Why have we not heard from you?
Well, you know, he just didn't realize how hot Big Fatty was.
Oh, Lord. I wish I hadn't had so much wine.
Oh, you got a little vomit in your mouth?
I do. I'm going to try to suppress it. Suppressing.
He even used the word dang when describing Big Fatty. Would you like to hear all of the letter?
Probably not, but...
Okay, well, I'll tell you then. Dear Big Fatty, I had to write and say I saw the video from Macworld, and dang... We need to see more of you, Big Fatty. You are hot, hot, hot.
Break out
that special shower attachment because I would love to do more than inappropriately touch you. Let's see more of that hot bod of yours in future video casts. A panting and drooling fan from Canada. And let me just tell you what. The picture of North Boy. Big Fatty's going to blow it up here now for a second. Yum-y. He has a cigar in his mouth, and he's got the really hot shirt open. He's got the lumberjack shirt on, and it's open, and the knees are out in his pants, and he's got the hairy chest and the hot earrings and the real shave. It's not shaved, but it's, you know, short hair. And he's got a hot pair of boots. It looks like he's got spikes on them, too.
Oh, Lord. Big Fatty, how old is this man?
I don't care.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. Is he my age or your age or between? Or just, you know,
well,
Ms. 40 needs to know these things.
He is delicious, and we'll leave it at that.
Oh, well, that's
good. Then there was another picture that... came a little bit later that included some body jewelry.
Oh, really? Well, that's good and horrifying.
It was delicious.
That's what we like to hear.
Delicious.
D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. Delicious.
Correct.
Okay,
and,
I'm trying to get my levels
know,
right,
we'll just
everyone,
have to get,
if you haven't noticed.
We'll just get some Canada... men down here, and Big Fatty will go for a ride in the sling.
Oh, the horror, but it's good for Big Fatty, I guess. You know what, Big Fatty? You know what? I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but you are, I guess. I hope that I'm trying to move in across the hall from you.
Yeah. Speaking of the horror.
Well, I'd still Skype you in for, or in this case, I
well,
chat
hello.
You in. For the podcast, it's
right.
Not like I'd want to really be here with you, you know.
Hello.
So.
Or we could just drag the microphone cord across the hallway.
Well, we really could.
Right. You know what? I didn't put on my new away message when I started this. Okay, now it's on.
Let's see. What does it say by Big Fatty's name? Podcasting. Oh, Lord. So Big Fatty finally migrated to the iChats, everyone. It's been a long time coming, but I'm glad you did it. I love the iChats.
Well, I didn't know I could do the Skyping on the iChats.
Yeah. Yeah. So you really don't need the Americans online anymore, you know.
Well, too bad, because I can't get into the chat rooms if I don't have the Americans online.
Well, God forbid you can't get into those chat rooms.
Hello?
Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Big Fatty, I think this is just going to be a little short show just to make sure that this
is
all working.
Shut her down.
So,
shut her down, because if you think it sucks, write to Larry Vader, that's V-A-D-E-R.
Larry Vader.
At littlefatty.com.
That's right. And Big Fatty, how do we get in touch with you?
That would be Big Fatty, F-A-T-T-Y, at littlefatty.com.
Okay. And what about, let's see, the voice letter line is 206-339-6FAT. We do have some voice letters that I want to play.
Good.
But we'll do that on
Who
Monday's
are they from?
Show. We've got one from the other O, and we've got another wrong number. So...
Oh, Lord. So, we love the wrong numbers.
We
so
love
all you people
the wrong
out
numbers.
There, send us, call the Little Fatty call-in line and leave a wrong number.
That's right. We love that. And so we'll play those on Monday's show. This was just a test show. I hope you've been listening. Now, if you've listened to the most recent Other O show, and this is your first little fatty cast, and you're picked us all up from the Southern Voice, then by all means, delete this one and listen to a real show once I figure out how the hell to work all the software. And that will be done after I talk with Extra Special Chris, and he trains me on it. So.
Okay, well, you should have done that to begin with. Because
well,
we know...
He's unavailable.
She may be fat, and she may be drinking the Kettle One. Oh, right, he's at the gym. And she may be drinking the Kettle One and being the vegetable-tarian, but she does know the computers.
Right. And I'm not sure that she knows how to do what I'm trying to do, but hopefully, Extra Special Chris, whenever you can ship Mr. Extra Special John off for the week, you can help me because whatever. And I've added two more people to our big homo vacation we're taking, by the way. So anyway, this is the perfect place
you've
for
added
to learn
what?
About. Buff and his boyfriend want to go with us on our big homo vacation that we've not told anyone about.
Right.
So.
Right. Actually, the only person they haven't told anyone about is Big Fatty because they don't want him going, which is unusual because usually Big Fatty gets asked to go to help pay for the room.
Oh, well, we're all having separate rooms. Each couple is having a separate room, so.
Couple?
Well, Chris and John, Larry and Omi, and Buff and his boyfriend, whose name I don't even know because I've chosen not to care.
Maybe that's Buffett.
Buffett, probably. Sorry, Buff, I love him, I'm sure. I've never met him, you've never introduced him, and you've never come out here, and that's fine, whatever, Buff. So, guys, don't forget...
Must be time for a plane ticket to be shipped to you.
I know. Hello, Buff. Let's go. Come on. Ready to come to San Diego. So, anyway. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you next time. Bye-bye.
And don't forget, Big Fatty loves chicken and ham.
Meh.
Meh.